What 401 Savers Near Retirement Can Do Amid Market Volatility by Donna Fiscaldo from Kiplinger's Personal Finance. The markets are up, the markets are down. Tariffs are in, tariffs are out. Egg prices are soaring, inflation is declining. Stay the course, revisit your portfolio. Buy on the dip, ignore the news. For 401 Savers 50 plus, the last few weeks have served up a dizzying amount of uncertainty. It's understandable if you are confused about what to do in the current climate of extreme volatility, especially if you have your life savings invested in a 401 and/or an individual retirement account. Without a doubt, volatility will likely continue given the uncertainty in the markets, but there are some positives potentially coming down the pike, argues Nick Nefhaus, Global Head of Retirement Solutions and Head of LifePath at BlackRock. Those positives include tax cuts in the United States and deregulation, both of which tend to bode well for the longer-term outlook. The bull market is about earnings and the bear market is about feelings, Nefhaus says. Over the last 2 years, the market is still up some 80% even with the drawdown. While everyone's situation is unique, we polled financial advisors and asset managers to get a sense of what you should be doing if retirement is 10 plus years away, is 1 or 2 years out, or is in the rearview mirror. The key takeaway in every age group: don't panic, but take the time to evaluate where your 401 is at. It's time to assess, says Pam Kruger, founder and CEO of Boston-based WealthRamp, an SEC-registered fee-only advisor matching platform. The volatility handed you a gift. It's forcing you to pay attention. You want to make the ship as watertight as you can, and the way you can do that is by assessing everything. If you are in your early 50s, do this. People in their early 50s are typically still working and saving for the foreseeable future, which means they don't have to react when markets are whipsawing between huge upticks and steep declines. Someone in their 50s still has 7 to 10 years, if not longer, of working and saving, says Nefhaus. When you get to retirement, you have a 20-plus window in retirement based on life expectancy. If the choice is to focus on a week's worth of trading versus 20 years on the horizon, you have to focus on the 20 years on the horizon, he says. Don't try to time the markets. Now is not the time to sell stocks and move to cash. After all, timing the market doesn't pay off. It usually ends with selling low and buying high. 50% of the best days in the equity markets happened in bear markets, says Nefhaus. If you got out of the market Tuesday, you would have missed Wednesday. Nefhaus was referring to the 1,000-point-plus decline and 2,000-point-plus increase in the markets between the 2 days in early April. It's about staying invested, he says. Scott Smith, Senior Director, Advice Relationships at Cerulli Associates, knows firsthand how trying to time the market can hurt your 401 and investment portfolios. In March of 2020, when stocks were tanking in the early days of the pandemic, he decided to sell, betting the markets would keep falling. But they didn't, they soared, making it hard for Smith to find an entry point back in. Anticipating the market is really a fool's errand. The only person suffering is yourself, says Smith. A better approach is to take a look at your asset allocation and how it meshes with your time horizon and risk tolerance to ensure you are well diversified. One way to get a diversified portfolio is to consider shifting to a target date fund if you aren't already in one. A target date fund does the diversification and asset rebalancing for you. It's geared toward your age and what your risk level should generally be at that point in your career. If you aren't in a target date fund but are debating as to whether you want to switch, Sharon Carson, Executive Director of JP Morgan Asset Management, says to use your 401 plan's target date fund as a gauge. See how the fund is invested based on your age and then consider what other sources of income you'll have in retirement, including Social Security, a pension, or your spouse's pension. If you will have a lot of guaranteed income in retirement, you may be able to take more risks, which means more exposure to equity markets. It's a good idea to discuss your options with a financial advisor or the plan sponsor, notes Carson. If retirement is a year or two out, assessment is the name of the game at this point. Is your 401 diversified? Is it in sync with your spouse's 401 if you are married? And does your asset allocation jive with your overall retirement plan? These are the assessments you need to make with retirement in the not-too-distant future, says Kruger. Without assessing, you don't know if you have too much money invested in NVIDIA or big tech stocks like Apple and Tesla that are down a lot more than the overall market, she says. It's also a good time to assess where other money is coming from in retirement, whether it's Social Security, real estate, a brokerage account, or a pension. When you have a good read on what money will be available, compare that to what you think your spending levels may be when you do stop working. Don't forget to factor in inflation, debt, and potential tax implications when evaluating your current state. That assessment may give you peace of mind or prompt you to continue working if you can. It's always better if you can plan to work more, says BlackRock's Nefas. It is always better to retire in a bull market than into a bear market. If you are already retired, retirement can easily last 20 plus years, which is why financial advisors say you have to stay invested. Selling off your stocks and moving to cash could set you up for shortfalls or, worse, a situation where you outlive your savings. Smith at Cerulli says to have a cushion of 1 to 5 years of expenses in a low-volatility vehicle, such as fixed income, high-yield savings accounts, or certificates of deposit. That will give you a buffer if volatility continues or for the next time the markets go south. Don't forget about Social Security, pensions, annuities, and other sources outside of your retirement accounts, says Michael Liersch, head of Wells Fargo Advice and Planning. Relying on those sources of income while the stock markets are tanking will give you time for your 401 investments to recover, especially if you need distributions beyond required minimum distributions or RMDs. With the markets down, it may be a good idea to see if there is an opportunity to make some changes in your spending patterns so as to avoid selling holdings in your 401. Time in the market is people's friend, even in retirement, says Liersch. Copyright 2025, the Kiplinger Washington Editors, Incorporated, distributed by Tribune Content Agency, LLC. The views and opinions expressed are those of the authors. They are meant for general informational purposes only and should not be construed or interpreted as a recommendation or solicitation. The Epoch Times does not provide investment, tax, legal, financial planning, estate planning, or any other personal finance advice. The Epoch Times holds no liability for the accuracy or timeliness of the information provided.